ganze Karte wird versequenzen. Ich bin auf am Magim, Sachi bei Yossi Beschalva, Yeshavis Bioshalayim, Vaganti Vate, Tchosha Magim. The next kina, I'd like to stop a minute, it's a little bit further in the kina. It says, Eta Aholi Apadni B'Tzalmavis, I am going to plant my palace. Apadni is, those Lashon Gemara, Apadni is a palace, B'Tzalmavis, between the dead people. Otusa Ve'eshkoina Ad Chatzamavis, I'm going to fly and dwell in a Beis HaKvaris, that's Chatzar Mavis. Et tofel as a mechakim l'mavis. I will be together with those that are waiting to die. En he, I'm going to be koinein migeva yichye v'la yira mavis. The thing, when we speak about a person who is alive, a person emotionally, the strongest nekuda in a person that's a chai is the rotzen to live. And that's the sheirish for everything that comes from it. The rotzen to live, the rotzen to accomplish, the rotzen to do, the rotzen to succeed. All the ritzaynes are yonik from a central rotzen of life. When that rotzen, when the rotzen of Chaim turns to rotzen mavis, Iyov, the turn in Iyov is when he goes, when he wants death. That's the turning point. A person who, a living person who only wishes to die, is it the hardest and the harshest of matzav of a person, of a chai, is when a person is a chai who's mace. The closest that we can, when a lachar istalkus, a person is bimraimim, and whatever, it's oilam and sham, it's a different world. But a person in this world, to walk around a mace, means not somebody who's not well, but it's somebody who doesn't want to live, who lost his rasa for chayim. That's the most terrible state. And that's why when he's trying to express the in a kinna how difficult it is, he says eta holy apadim tzalmavis. A person's palace means that this is a person's sheifis. It's a person's tshuka is to succeed, to build on a pashtayfin. That's a person's chemda. And when a person says, when he says, I will take all my tshukas and put them in a beis hakvaris, and I want to come and become a citizen of Isakvaris, it's the hardest. Death itself is not hard, because once a person is dead, he's in a different world. But when a person in life doesn't have it, the hardest matzah with the people, we know that the life had become so difficult, so chasetam, that they didn't wish to live anymore. So when he's expressing his tzar after the churban, that he doesn't have what to live for anymore, that's how he expresses it. In the kina of Eicha Tifartim Rashoisa Yishlichu, how the mashlich, the tiferes of Kvod Shemayim from Kal Yisrael, that they put a tzelem in the Heichel. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kina to Kal Yisrael. There's a piece here that describes a certain, what Umas Olam say to us, that is the sharpest taina they have, and something that hurts the most. It says, Potsu Zaydim, the Goyim turned to us, Lifnei Mitechale. Who are you being mispalled to? Am Kevet Ova in Pokad Vayile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken a nation that is so heavy with Averis and has gotten tired to them, of them. Loisichako id Lemoifis Vefela. Don't wait for any more miracles. Ona v'nosa v'nom v'mat eila. The Akadosh Baruch Hu was Akadosh Baruch Hu was angry with you, and he said v'mat eila tishmu and so on. In other words, when an Ummah comes along and contests, can God do anything for you? Is he a Baal Koyach to do it? So we say, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he did so many nisim for us, so many flaws for us, and so on and so forth. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful. That's something that we can still contend with. But when they come along and say, look at the Teichacha, look at what you've done. Do you really think you deserve anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ramchal in Das Tfuna speaks about one of the five kfiras in Achdus Hashem is the kfir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw away Klai Yisrael because he did Chatoyim. It's the taina that the Notzrim have to us, and it's a taina that is almost impossible to dislodge. A taina against HaKadosh Baruch Hu for someone else, that's over with. That's Avodah Zarah is gone from the world. A taina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom of Kfira, we can be mechazik emuna, but that we're choytim we know, and that we're kevet oven we know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said so, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're so bad, and all our suffering shows that we're so bad, then how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's where our emuna starts to waver. The most vulnerable spot that we have in Emunah for a Baal Nefesh is this spot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you anymore because you were so full of Averis. And that's what they come to us with, and that's what he says over here. That Potzu Zedem, they came along to us with a taina of who you're being mispalled to. You're gone, you're finished. And it's a midah connected me that we put a tzolom in the heichal. We threw HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyochal out of the heichal. Duma tzolom come and tell us HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw you out of his heichal. It's like by tefillin. It says we have the tefillin that speaks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks at us. So the eichat tefarti, Rashi says shlichu, if you put a tzolom into the heichal and you replaced Lekim Chayim with Avodah Zarah, then doesn't it stand to reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom replaced Klal Yisrael? Eicha sefati mashaisa yishlichu Uchenegat kisi akova yitzolom imlichu Techalum tunaya shachoyza inim loshi koroin Or vosimcha vishpiz choroin Laratzei shevege begoroin Eicha yashvo b'chatzel az ha-shoroin. The next kina describes the different kohanim, the mishmaros kohanim. Other years we've spoken about the Indian Mishmaros Kohanim, Rabbi Bechai, and so on, but Lamaisa, all of these Mishmaros had flaws, and each and every one, except for one of them, each and every one, the Mekonein, brings from Chazal different Nekudas that was flawed, and that's why the name gets changed. There's a Pagam in each one. There's one of them about the Kohane Tzfas, which was Mishmeres Pashchor, that I want to speak about. That's Loila Morim Ayin Tzofas. Klal Yisrael didn't pick up their eyes to Shemayim. V'chesev al cheres chipas, and they coated simple shards, earthenware, with silver. Ubechizuk Musa Hurpas, and now that they've suffered a lot, they've weakened. Veneras Venulpas Kohane Tzfas. So it says here something about the Kohane Tzfas, and the Mepharshim say it's going on. Pushchar is the place where it's where they're from. It says something about the covering up cheres with silver. The two things written about it. One of the Mepharshim say, I'm not sure what the Machlokes Levi says, because they had Nevi'i Sheker, which in which case would have to go back and buy Svishan. Chazal say that the Kohana Beis Pushchar, they intermarried with Psulim, and Bemela they were machnis many chalolim into Kahuna. It says Kuna Gdoyle even they were machnis chalolim. The core of those averis is the sheker that's there to cover up something. In other words, the muscle that is using from earthenware that you plate with silver means you take something that's worthless, but by giving it a veneer that's expensive, it takes on it. People think it's chashev, but lamais it's not more than a kli cheres with a thin veneer. Nevuah sheker is they acted like neviim, and they spoke like neviim, but there was no koyam Hashem, there was no dvar Hashem, so the diburim without Hashem, that's the sheker of a sheker. Chilul and chalolos is the same. A cholol means someone that's hollow. The person who's a cholol, mitzad his father, he carries kahuna. Mitzad his mother, there's no makom for kahuna to be chal, and b'meila b'pnimiyus is not a koyen. A cholol, both in the sense when a cholol means a dead body, a cholol means something that's been hollowed out. You have a guf without a neshama. A koyen who's a cholol means he comes from a koyen family, but there's no ketusha. There's no ketusha's kahuna. The neshama of kahuna has been gone. The pagam that balei sheker make is they bring into Klal Yisrael likuyim pagamim of things that are look right, but the teicha is not kibari. The teich doesn't measure bar. This was a particular begam and kahuna especially, since kahuna needs kedusha to bring people who are biological kohanim but without the neshama of a kohen, without kedusha's kohen, is a terrible chilul hakodesh. And that's why this is what they're singled out for the thing they did wrong. איך יושע חבצל סשורין ודום אמרוין מפי נויסיורין ונום ממשורוי סמכהן יחתי כלכנו כי קלם תריח מושלן חותם שלחון חות תריח שליחה מהזוריח. Next kina is a kina on Yoshiyahu. It's there's one of the kinas in Eichas made on Yoshiyahu, and that's he takes, and the Rav Nazakala has a kina. Yeshio's patira was significant. The kina in Yeshio is significant because it's the makav patish of Klal Yisrael's churban. Klal Yisrael was over the zara terribly by Svishin. That was the big Yitzhara, and the Menashe was the worst, and then Yeshiyahu came along, and Yeshiyahu was the Baal Tshuva in Klal Yisrael. Yeshiyahu was someone who, as a young boy, turned to Hashem, and also Padvarim, not going to be Mayrach, it's all in Novi, and his matziv, Klal Yisrael, was almost perfect. And there never was, Pasuk says, there never was a melech like Yeshiyahu that was machzik Yisrael, that himself was chayzer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kimat, it was perfect. There was some hidden avodah zarah I didn't know about. Paroi, the melech Mitzrayim came by, and he wanted to go through to fight further north. Yeshua knew there was a pasuk. The pasuk was that even that even Cherev Shal Shalom is not going to go through Eretz Yisrael when everything's Gitikunoi. The Navi said no. The Navi said he should let him go. He didn't listen because he thought everything is perfect. And he was killed out. He fought the Mitzrayim and they killed him. It says that they shot 300 arrows and his body was riddled like a sieve. And as he was dying, he muttered a few words. They thought maybe he's Chas V'Shalom has Tarumis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they heard the Pasuk Tzadik Hashem Kipi Marisi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tzadik, because I did wrong. I should have listened to the Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke me through a Navi, and I should have listened. And the Ruach HaKadosh said about him, Ruach HaPein HaMashiach Hashem, that those words are the breath of Mashiach. Had Yeshua been Matzliach, Klal Yisrael would have been the Gula Shleima. It would have been Tshuva Shleima, Gula Shleima. It didn't. And B'meila, the door wasn't Royifit. The door didn't go as quickly as he went. They were still had some shemits of a residue of Avodah Zarah. And B'meila, they fell off. And from that point on, the churban was sealed. The clock was ticking, and it was just a question of a few years until they would be churban. Towards the end of the kinnah, it says, "Tam b'mikra echad kois migida lishtois b'moyed shnas hasuk ashmita kigo hakol lesois." When at the end of Shemitah, when there was Hakhel, and that was a time when they should have, the Chorban should have been already there. It says, Tolo be'esim b'shtayim me'harois shaseis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited 22 more years till he would destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Ki softe lo eicha be'esim shtayim oisies. Because Klal Yisrael was safer to him, they said a hesped, with 22 letters of Eicha. The understanding of it is there's a big inyan to be maspid a tzaddik. It's Chazal say, the Gemara says a terrible einish if you're not maspid a tzaddik karoyu. The Gemara brings different cases. The point is not, it's not the covet of the nifta. When a person is maspid someone, it shows that he had some sort of kesha with it. To say that as something is a loss, it could be a bigger loss, it could be a small loss, but it's a loss. If somebody does something to me, if somebody cuts something from me, it hurts. Unless it's something dead, like a hair or something which doesn't have any chiyus. But things that have a chiyus, you can't cut without hurting, and if it hurts, it's a simon something was cut. The being maspid Yoshio means the door had a negia in Yoshio. They had a sense. They had some kesher to it. There's some shaykhus to it. It's an important inyan. It says that Misa Sadikim is like Sreifas Beselikenu in both inyanim. When we sit now, And we talk about the Beis Mikdash, it's Avul Beis Mikdash. Echad Amah v'Echad Amamit, no matter how much we're able to shayach to it, but we shayach to it. It the Chof Beis Oisius that Yemiyahu was maspid, Yeshio, means that Yeshio is alive for 22 more years in Klal Yisrael's neshama. There's a nekuda that's still poil there. When a person is maspid. Maspid means bechal, that a person reads, understands, thinks about tzaddikim, and he has a zecher of them. Those are in yanim, it's not the kavod shaboy only, I mean the kavod is a davar chashuv, but it's the feeling that the person himself still has this kesha. So if, yes, it was Klal Yisrael's sort of not being together with Yoshio that caused the collapse of it, and the churban to come, but if they still needed 22 letters to describe what it means to have had Yoshio there, then they still shayach Yoshio for that amount of time. So the inyan of hesped, of kina, all these inyanim, the chshivas lies in the how much of a kesha we have with the thing that we're being mekainen about. The next kina has in itself a certain rhythm to it. It starts a holy, the Beis Hamikdash, which, and it says about the Beis Hamikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with the world, the Beis Hamikdash where Yitzchak was brought, Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, and so on, the Midbar, and it says, so he mentions that. Then he says, "Lomo lo netzach, why for eternity has it been moas biad moishlim, yuo biad yihirim, and so on, v'namta ein poi, milocha poi, and so on and so forth." We've spoken all the other years about the poi, but I want to speak about another nekuda. The first stanza is, "Aholi asher ta'afta adloi breishis im kise kovelet sarfoi." The Beis Hamikdash that you wanted before Brias HaOlam to be mechavenet with the Kisei HaKavod. In other words, the Ratzon for Beis Hamikdash comes before the Bria yet. Lomo lo netzach shura b'yashoydidim. So how could it be that forever it's going to be destroyed? In other words, if something comes before the Pa'ula, the klal that outlives it. For instance, let's say I have a chair and a table. So if the chair was here first, then the table. If I break the table, the chair doesn't get broken. If let's say I have a chair, I wanted a chair, I need to sit down. I have a chair and the chair breaks. I'll go and get another chair because my rotzen for the chair came before it. The rotzen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen in the Bria was a rotzen of Eva Lemoishev Loi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to express himself in Tachtoinim. That's the Tachlis of the Bria. And the only place where that happens, Lamitoi, is in Beis HaMikdash. So the Ratzon of Beis HaMikdash comes before the world. So how can you have a world for that goes on without a Beis HaMikdash? If the Beis HaMikdash was the Tachlis, and so if I take away the Tachlis, the Moshe, if I take out chairs for guests and the guests leave, so I put the chairs back. There's no mockery for it anymore. If the Beis HaMikdash comes before Bria Soilam, that means that's the Ratzon for the Bria as a place for Beis HaMikdash to be. That's what the Bria is. So how could it be that the question is long? That's how can it be that forever we don't have it? The last stanza, he says, "Ocher v'kedem mipoy mipoy, l'chol dor v'dor noida kitzpei v'chupoy, alme mikol oyim shasai chapoy." Every dor knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all the Umas Ha'olam know that, every door in Klal Yisrael knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kas. Amo mikol oim shosa lechapoi. Why more than any Uma was HaKadosh Baruch Hu tough on me? Zois ba'alil kifit chokok bechapoi. Everyone knows that because this is something that's written in for always. And I was in the Torah already. We have this written in. So I think there's a certain tshuva over here to the problem he poses in the first one. The other ones are all schusim. The schus where Yitzchak was, the schus where Yaakov was, and the schus where Klal Yisrael. They're akinah more in the sense of how terrible it is that something which was so precious has become destroyed. But the first stanza is a very, very powerful point. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to have the Beis HaMikdash there, then how do you have a world without a Beis HaMikdash? And in the last stanza, I think he answers it. And he says, the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga. That is the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. And as long as when the Beis HaMikdash is bechurban, the Mesoilim walk by, and Klal Yisrael walks by, and they say, like the Sukkim Nitzavim Vayelech, about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, with Lemashal Lashnina, that they say that the reason why it's Charev is because Klal Yisrael's Azav Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Megal himself through the Churban as much as through the Binyan. In the Torah itself, the Mahalach of Churban says there, the Mahalach, so there's a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga in the Churban as there is in the Binyan. And that's why what we're missing is the tsuras gilui of toiv, because we don't have toiv yet. But it hasn't been charev. It has been charev in mitzadis pnimis ratzin. And therefore, it's not lo netzach anymore. And therefore, he says, refuasi bitucha ki rega vi apoi vad ata echayor ba'apoi. In other words, once I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga hasn't stopped in this world, because that's impossible. But this anhaga is now to show what it is when you're chayter. So now I know that it can be turned back. If the churban was a siluk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misalik himself and the Beis HaMikdash, that's over with, then there's no reason to think it'll be built again. And the question of what's the point of a world that has no mikdash doesn't have an answer to it. But when we understand that a Churban Beis HaMikdash is also a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what we see is Churban, what we see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being manning the world with a certain Midas HaDin, and we see that in its Churbana, then that's something that is a Hemshir of it, and therefore we're Batuach, that if Dan Hog is as powerful now as it was then, when we turn L'Toiv, it'll all be Mishapach L'Toiv. Holy Asher Ta'afta, Adloy Bereishis, and Kisei Kovoy, Litzolfoy. Lava lo netzach shura b'ashoyin, Yisoy kefit, chokuki chapoy, Yifosi betucho kirega v'yapoy, Adato, Eichoyoy v'yapoy. The next kina is based on the word Eichoy. It's based on a chazal that Eicho is Loshen Eikoi. Eikoi Shem Lavrom Koi Zaracho and to Moshe. And he goes through, the Rabbi Elazar Kala goes through all of the different cases, all different places where Koi was used L'toiv. And we don't have that Koi anymore. In other words, Eikoi, where is that Koi, all these Kois? We spoke about this other years and try to give a little bit of a different the hair, but it says that there were certain things that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him something in Eish, and he said kazere e, or kazere bekadesh by the Levonak, or kazere in the Shkolim and Neira and so on. In other words, the Rambam says that a person can't imagine something that has nothing in common with his experiences. All our fantasies are rearrangements of different things that we have an experience with. But something that we have no experience for, we have no shaykhus to it, and there's no way we can there's no way we can emulate or even entertain the idea of it, because we don't know what it is. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything, but there were certain inyanim that even Moshe didn't know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a dugma, and when you show somebody a dugma, then the person can imitate. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can I possibly make a mikdash? It's not shayach. HaKadosh Baruch said, Ani b'maisei v'ata b'samanecha. I will do things. You're just painting a likeness of it. Our avoda is to emulate certain things. And therefore, whenever we need a model to emulate. It's one of the reasons why Shemesh Tachem Chachomim is so chashiv. It is Allah and Chesh Mishpat, you're not supposed to pass in any dinim until you haven't said in Adin Torah, even if you know Chesh Mishpat cold. But there's a certain inyan of having Shemesh and having seen a din and so on. That's the mahalach of, that's the way in which we can do something beyond our frame of reference because we have a model. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Nevi'im with Koi because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala some of the Toiv as a remez for all the Toiv. A Navi had an image, and once he had an image, it was Koi. It was shayach to have something like it. So Nevi'im had dreams and chazyonis of various objects and things, and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell us, Koya Zaracha, we needed to have a ribui belis soif is something we have no shaykhs to. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram and he said, you see the stars? Koya Zaracha. Every koy is it means I'm able to tap into something higher and emulate it. The Beis HaMikdash was something that we don't know. What does Tahara mean? What is Tahara? I mean, it's halachas, but what does Tahara look like? What does Kedusha look like? What does Leratzin look like? What does L'Reach Nichoyach feel like? What are all these things? Those are musagim that we have no shaykhs to because we don't have any dogma. The Beis HaMikdash was a dugma lamata, and we were able to get a sense of certain things. I once saw a mashal, a very, very difficult mashal, about b'chlal, our relationship to Beis HaMikdash, why we have a problem being mekoyna Beis HaMikdash, but it hits home to this nekuda. The mashal goes like this. There was once a couple who didn't have children for many, many years, and after 10, 20 years, she was Behiroyan. And as the Uber developed, the doctors became very concerned. And finally, they broke the news to them that either the Uber goes or she dies. There's a problem that one of the two is going to die. And they had a terrible dilemma, and they talked it over and agonized it. And finally, the woman said, this is what my life is for. I've waited all my life, and I have to. If that's the price, that's the price. The child was born. The mother died. It's a very tragic levaya. And the father told the mother, one thing I promise you is the kaddish you'll have will be in a kaddish like no other kaddish. And a few years, the yahrzeit was everybody went up to Beis HaKfaris, and one year, a little boy with long hair was put on a chair and he said Kaddish. Another year. As the years went by, the kid was sort of less, he was kind of a regular playful kid and would say the Kaddish without much emotion and kind of didn't seem terribly, terribly moved by the whole thing. And finally, one year, he was already a grown teenager, he comes in, 3 minutes before the end, gobbles up his Kaddish and turns to go. And somebody finally grabs hold of him and he says, you Russia. He says, do you know what your mother gave her life and this and that? And he gave him a long speech with all the anger that he's had all the years. And the kid looked at him and he said, you're right, but I didn't know her. I don't know her. You're talking about, it's one thing, I know the person, I knew my mother, but she did a lot more for me than I know. So there's a certain place for imagination. there's a certain place for extrapolation, for certain rational, emotional extrapolation to be able to sort of build on it. But when you never knew it, you never saw it, then no amount of extrapolation from what? So much of what we learn, it doesn't have the meaning. Sanhedrin, Kahuna Gdoila, Malchus, all of those things, Dvar Hashem, Avodah, all of those things, we just don't have it. If we're to put a finger on what we're missing, that koi should be the center of our lives. We always imitate every person who's been matzliach in whatever element we've been matzliach in avodas Hashem, because we had a paradigm. We had a rebbe, a peer, a person that we knew who sort of encapsulated, embodied certain things that we say, oh, this is what I'm imitating. Sometimes we get it through a sefer, maybe through a biography. Sometimes through even the divrei Torah themselves. But we need a dogma. We only avoid is to imitate. And the Masechta says, the Beis Hamikdash was that makom where you were able to get a sense of things that you couldn't possibly ever thought of on your own, and then you could build towards it. You could build your heart. You could build your mind towards it. The Beis Hamikdash that we don't have is missing. The koi is the thing. The eichos e koi. The heart of a churban is where's that koi that we're missing. The next kinnah itself, the binyan of the kinnah is built around the Chazal, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer ready, the churban before the world yet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was already the gzeirah for Churban beforehand. It's Chazal. The Chazal has many nuances to it. B'teiras taina, b'teiras an understanding of that this process is part of the essence process of Mikdash. And that we've spoken about it some other years about it. There's an akuda here that I would like to. It's a long kina. There's an akuda in the kufs. It's in kumish kashaft. It's a few before the end. It says kumi kashafti baznacha. I heard the word get up from Eretz Yisrael. Go. I heard it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us go. Kumi lechi, go. Ki lo yzeis ha-menucha, you're not going to have menucha. Katzli b'chai me'anocha, I got sick of my life from all of the groaning. V'gashti, and I tried giving a mincha, le'or v'mincha, but he didn't want it. One of the core, we speak about being in Golos. The first Golos was Nigzar on Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was chased out of Gan Eden. That's one Golos. And over there, Lechor was thrown out of Gan Eden. That's it. By Kayin, it says, No v'nod tia. He became a goyla be'etzim. He's somebody who did not have, couldn't sit in one place. The goyim call us shiftless people. A lot of it has to do with they're throwing us out. But the gzeira Eretz Yisrael is a mokim menucha. Lo'aleinu, you know, we think when the people who built the State of Israel built it, they envisioned that if a person comes to Eretz Yisrael, runs away from the Redifus, and if a person grows up in Eretz Yisrael, then he has no reason to go anyplace. And it's not true. There are many, many, many hundreds of thousands of Yelid Eretz Yisrael that are not in Eretz Yisrael. Some found better pastures other places. Some are just restless. There's a restlessness in Klal Yisrael. Golus is a gzeira, it's a state of mind. that you don't find menucha anyplace. You can have a person who he has a house, everything, but he's running here, going there, coming, going, coming, going, coming. What's he doesn't have menucha. Menucha is a pneumistic estate. And the gzeira, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going, kumi, go. Kashafti baznacho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us go. It's not only the pshat, we happened to leave Eretz Yisrael, or we were even driven out of Eretz Yisrael. We were given no menucha in Eretz Yisrael. And if we ask ourselves, so yes, we have Baruch Hashem today, a big Yishuv Eretz and so on, but the menucha shebay, the fact that there should be a sense, in every sense, certainly the synonym that we have are not giving us menucha, but it's not the panemius of Kal Yisrael to feel that menucha is something we're lacking. And therefore, and that's in the gzeira of Golus, the gzeira wasn't only that a Roman would drive us out, the gzeira was that we would not find menucha at Boy Girl Tzedek. Six times the Aleph Beis. There's one akuda that just think a moment. It's in Tess. Tovu Tiroisai. It says my heichal drowned or sank into the ground. Upitzar domam. And the mouth of my sine came to a halt. In other words, he was dumbfounded by it. It was a nace. B'chol oive alai sharak v'shamam, and everyone else laughed at me, mocked me, whistled at me. Toi v'yochol v'dumam, and still I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He speaks about tovu tiroisai upi tzar dama. There was a special nace. It says in Chazal that the Orin, the Sha'orim, the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev. There were certain things that were not Chorev because they're Nignaz. The Orin was one of them. And it says the Sha'orim were Nignaz because they were Nignaz and they sank in their place. And the Sonei couldn't be Machaved. There are two reasons given Chazal. One reason is because the Mechale covered to the Torah. They opened up Sushar Mashechem, Vinosa Pisraelam, Vyav Melech HaKovet. So the opening of the Sharim was an act of Kovet. It also, it says, it's Mashma Nigmar, that David made it. That since Shlomo Melech made the Beis HaMikdash, David made the Sharim, and therefore, Bavur David Avdi, there was a special schus of David that his chelek in the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. I'd like to understand a little bit the chelek of Shlomo and the chelek of David in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo was the Chacham Kol Adam, and b'meila he was b'ainer Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash needed Chachma. On David, it says Klevav David Avdi. David's Maila was Levav. In the Mishkan, you had Chacham Lev, and therefore the whole Mishkan was Nignas. The Shar to Chochma goes through the Lev. Like it says, the Moshel on Yiras Hashem and Chochma, that the person has the keys, the inner keys, not the outer keys. The Reishis Chochem Ziyos Hashem. If the chelik of Klal Yisrael that's in the Levav, the chelik of Matzasis Levavay Neman Fanei, Matzasis Levavay Neman Fanecha is a that part in Klal Yisrael never was nifgam. I once heard from somebody, and it's a lot of emes that it says Oma Novel Beliboy Ein Elokim. He says, if you say it in your mind, you're not Picurus. But if you say it in your heart, you're a novel. Because in the heart, a person should be a maimon. The person that in the lave of Klal Yisrael, there never was a pagam. And that's why you have Emunah Pshuta and Pashta Yidin and so on. the chelek in the hitu is levav Shlomo. The noshim nachrios were matav of Shlomo. So b'meila the chelek of Shlomo had a pegam in it b'yesoidei, and anything that was built with that chelek was nechrav. The sha'orim, the Beis Hamikdash, the shar, both according to that chazal, the sha'orim that David made, and the shar in a deeper movement. David was the one who had the idea of a Beis Hamikdash. David was the one whose heart wanted to build a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you can't, your son will do it. So the neshama of the Beis Hamikdash is David. The malach of the Beis Hamikdash, the tzura is Shlomo. In the chachma, there was a pgam, and there was a makam for pgam, and there was a pgam, and that eventually created that it was the yad of Umas Olam was shaylit on it. So just like on chachma, the yad of Umas Olam was shaylit, they were shaylit on that. The shar was a place beyond that. The shar was before that. Was in the place what's called Reishis Chachma Yos Hashem. It was levav David, and that was, he said, that tzur came to destroy Beis Hamikdash. And the nekuda he couldn't get a finger on was the sha'arim to it. That was the yichud of the sha'arim, that they weren't nechrav. Eich ha'shposoi pasuach kekeve l'roidi bi'af hoisei reive hoisei beiver an yagev v'oireinu eilach hukim. Next kina, there's a piece here. He describes specific events in the churban. There's one we touch on many times. And try to see another knach in it. It's towards the end over here, and it says Hashivenu Ato Katzafti Meshes Lefanois. It says over the Gemara here. Yilodim Hashemim Kol Meum Misham Lahafnois. Akadosh Baruch Hu. The Romans took a few boatloads of young people to Rome to be Oiva Averis. They decided to throw themselves into the Yam. It says that the Loshon HaGemara there is Va'omu imashlichem on atzmenu liyam boim l'chayom haba, we have a lom haba miyad here HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name b'posik hazeh om Hashem yiboshen oshiv mitzolz yam, and each and every one of the group threw themselves over into the Yam, and Ruach Hakodesh Savach Zemeres Va'el Nibachia. This is the story that he's telling over. So he says, Hashivenu Shivu Kivo B'Nivchayam. They were mispalal Hashivenu when they were going on the pasuk of Oma Hashem Yiboshen Oshiv Oshim Tzolz Yam. They wanted to they were mispalal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring them back to him. They gather together to jump into the Yam. They sang Shiros and Shishbochos like Bakrias Yamsuf. We spoken about that the Etzim jumping was a tzura of a Shira in the world of Mice and so on. Well, I'd like to hear another Knech. What's the Shira La Yam? Let's give a marshal. There's somebody standing here, and somebody, three people are standing. Somebody walks over to the middle person and makes a nasty remark to him. Somebody else walks over and he pinches him in his nose. Third person, fourth person. The two people are standing there. One of them doesn't know him, and one knows him. The one who doesn't know him turns to him and says, I've never seen a coward like you not standing up like a shmata, not standing up for yourself. I've never seen a weakling like you. The second person, standing on the other side of this middle person, knows him well. And this person is a star boxer, wrestler. And he says to him, you know, your self-control is extraordinary. I know what you can do to somebody, and you've decided to control yourself, and I can't get over self-control. The Shira starts with Tishbachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then it says, Micha Moicha Be'ilam Hashem. Chazal say, Micha Moicha Be'ilmim Hashem. Shemeach HaPascha Ve'edem HaShiva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Megala himself. There's a mokum suffix in a person's heart. Maybe Chas V'Shalom, I don't know, Toshkoicha, it's not. But after we saw all the nisim on the yam, and we meshabeach them for what they are, now we look back and say, wow, so all those 210 years, you constrained yourself, and the Rotzen Hashem was not to respond, despite the fact that you could make mincemeat out of everybody, despite the fact that you shook them off into the yam in an instant. The in a matzah like this, to be able to the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not responding, and the Romans can do what they choose to do with Klal Yisrael, and they can take the Nair Yisrael Tinoikis and bring them Liznus, and the only recourse is to jump into the yam. So a person of weak emuna is emuna falters, emuna wavers. But a person who knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kigoya gar says micha meicha bilim Hashem. The emuna shleimen HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a matzah like this is because we deher the micha meicha be'elim be'ilmim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemecha pas and shoysik. That was the commonness of the two shiras, the shira of the yam and the shira of these Nair Yisrael. Zechoyra shosa tzor lifnim b'finim. The next one is a very difficult one. It's describing how the worst of the klolos of the worst of the klolos in the Torah when it's kayim. Last year I said over, and I want to say it over again. Two stories I found me from an aide recent. Both of them, each one a fulfillment of these psukim. Gusman was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. His father was from Vilna. His father died young, and he was there. He was a dayan in Reb Chaim Moses Bezdin. During the war, he hid out in caves and places and forests. And he had a boy and a girl. The boy was shot in front of him in a terrible way. The girl survived. The Baal Chaim Toy Maruchim, Reb Zabernika. And it's something. He was shot. He took off the clothing of the child and the shoes. The shoes were worth money, and money was bread. Bread was living. It wasn't possible to live. Everyone was starving to death. And he sold it and got enough money to buy some bread. And he said, as he started eating it, and he just couldn't swallow it. He gave it to his wife without telling her where he got it from, so she should eat. But he said he understood what it means in Techal Nanoshim Piryom Oilatipuchim, what it means to eat a child. That's where we had gotten to. His little boy's clothing, shoes, was what he was stuffing down his throat, and that's why he couldn't bring it. He couldn't do it. There's a second story that we wrote from him. Again, somebody who heard it from both mices. It says later on, "Im tishkavna b'shvatoyim b'nois melochim mishubachim." If they will lie in the b'shvatoyim means literally between the boundaries. It's sort of the gutters. It's no man's land. The daughters of kings, of royalty. He said over another story. He said he was walking in Vilna, and he saw an old lady collapsed on the floor. you know, like just a bunch of shmatis, and he saw there was still some life in her. And he desperately reached for something. He didn't, and he found in his pocket a small carrot. And this woman wasn't strong enough to eat a carrot, so he chewed it up with his mouth, and then fed it to her. And as he was feeding her, he noticed that this woman was the alman of Reb Chaim Moiseh. Reb Chaim Moiseh was the king of Klal Yisrael, was the Rosh Kol Bnei Agoila. He was recognized by everyone. We spoke about him a few years ago. And if we had a Tumus of Malchus in Klal Yisrael, mitzad the person, mitzad his milus, mitzad everything about him was Reb Chaim Moiseh. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a churb in Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves nothing untouched. And this was a living example of Pnois Melochim laying a Shvatayim. And like the Gemara brings all the stories with daughter of Nakdim Maskurian. There's a special tsar in Klal Yisrael when the crown jewel itself become trampled and destroyed. In the Chal Nanoshim period, the Mata Heitiv Heitiv, there's a famous of Chaim, and we make cuts on it, of that days, that there are no kashes on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore when a person is takes to doing Ratzon Hashem and doing a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, we do it, and we know that our seichel it doesn't apply to Inyanim Shemayim, and we do those Inyanim. And so a person when he's going b'choishech, it says chacham eina b'roishay vaksil b'choishech haylech. So a person whose seichel is not functioning is a ksil, and he's walks in choishech. When a person puts a seichel aside and he walks in the Eir of Torah, there's an ayin sichli that sees through Eir of Torah. And a person who has that ayin, that sense of it, has Eir. It's a Torahic seichel, it's a Torahic perspective, and that's the Eir that he goes with. But when we have a stira in Torah itself, When the Torah itself leaves us baffled, then we have the klol of ksil b'choshech haylech, because we don't understand, and that's a tsar to karat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the what he's saying over here is the reason why, besides the tsaras we suffer, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It's all dark, not because we're asking a question of why could it be, how could it be? It's not a question. But the kasha is ve'ato marto, ve'ato, ato. In other words, of shnei ksuvim akrishin ze'aseh, wait for the kasva shlishi. So it's a way of articulating our b'choshech haylech, not in terms of our questions, because those questions have no meaning, klapishmaya, but in terms of you told us this, you said heitev heitev, and look at what you did. Ata gedalta remamta, and so on. That's the tzuras. So it's the expression of that tsar, of the fact that we're bewildered and we don't have any idea of where we're going and where we're going to and what we're expected to do to us. Well, a lot of times, Rachman el Tzlan, tzara comes to us. Baruch Hashem, we're a dar that we know we're supposed to be a spal and so on. But the question is, the Rambam says you're supposed to be misakin yemaisim. You're not supposed to take it as a mikra. What should we do? And very rarely do we have an answer that we feel is masbia and an understanding that this is what we should do. The ata marta is a kin expressing we're bewildered because your tzivuyim have shnei ksuvim and you're not megalatos the kasva shlishi. Ata marta heitiv heitiv ima. The next kina is taken from a pasuk that Daniel said, "Hashem atzdok of lona boches upon him." The contrast between our Kaddish Baruch who gives and our chutzpah. It's imagine somebody gives us money to make a chasna, and we don't invite him. The is a contrast, a very poignant contrast between the chutzpah for us of us we take, and then we're mischatziv and so on. And he goes through, most of them was that despite all of the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, we were Moirin Yamsuf, we had Pesel Micha all along, it was an Avodah Zarah that we kept, through all the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, we had Pesel Micha, came out of Mitzrayim with us. There's one that's especially moving. It says, L'cha Hashem, told me for the last, L'cha Hashem atztoka b'shnei chubanis. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did a favor for us about chubanis. Shecharvu bevitzeinu, they were charev because of our virus, v'anachnu kayomim, and we're still around. So it's based on Chazal that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kila es chamosei al eitzim v'avonim, and it says v'yachmes gigan sukoi, so it says l'ramesh sheshichech HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamosei b'chur meis hamikdash. This is another knetch. All the other verses deal with Kadosh Baruch Hu did us one favor, and we did and we did something bad in a different area. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the man, so we had Pesel Micha. Here there's a knetch here. The Churban Beis Hamikdash that we're coming with Tainus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Churban Beis Hamikdash is what saved us. Because if Midas HaDin hadn't been able to be Mechala Dinoi on Eitz HaVonim, we wouldn't be around. So on that, you're coming yet with a Taina. So there's something more Kfi Toiv. It's like somebody, a surgeon, does surgery for somebody for free, and then the person has Tainus that it hurts a little bit. Yes, it hurts, but I saved your life. You're walking around thanks to it. So that's the yichud of that stands over here. L'cha adonai atzdoka boises as efleisa mi'oz varato kina hatela hayoz n'cha l'sifletzes mina etzes mila b'shamayim. The word na'atza is a word that means it has two different connotations, not dissimilar. One is to be machis. Rashi, different places, has different Pshat and other Rishonim. Sometimes Miloshen Lahach is to be Machis somebody, and sometimes Miloshen to be Mezalzel in somebody, to humiliate somebody. In other words, not so. The Koyach Hadibur is the Koyach that a person was supposed to, is the Koyach to express the Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person should be l'nefesh chaya. He should be the mouth that articulates the chiddush of the bria. The Pirkei Shira that we talk about is not what the animals say; it's what we say the animals say. Adam is the pen, the bria, and everything in the bria that is toiv, and it expresses itself. It's as if Adam is the mouthpiece, the microphone for the Bria, and the tachlis of the Bria is to express the Shevach Noidah, that's Oila Mina Bria, Takarish Baruch Hu. There's a koyach in the Bria that's Mina Etzes. Mina Etzes means, so just like koyach HaDibur is either a person being Meshabeach me, being positive me, or a person with koyach HaDibur wanting to destroy me. Na'atza is the koyach of the peh, destroying. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe we don't have schusim, but what you've done now is we may or may not have been saying the shvachos and the hoidah that we're supposed to. But listen to the tifletzes mina etzes. Listen to the mouth that the bria now has, the mouthpiece that the bria now has, is kulei chiruv and giduv, and that's something that's the hefech of the etzem kavanas habriya. And if we don't have a schus on our own, like we said before, then maybe at least the schus of the fact that by us being down and them being up, the bria's turned into a manayetz. Maybe that's a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back. Hatel el zechol l'sif letzes minayetzes mili v'ashamayim u'shlap.